What are the rules relating to a lost chicken? That's the question that was tweeted to us this morning, because there are signs up around the inner northern suburb of Brunswick, of course, saying a chicken has been lost. Someone has taken the chicken into their care. They haven't got a photo of the chicken because we don't want people claiming it's their chicken. It's not, just a nice silhouette of a chicken. And on the line, we have the gentleman who actually found it. Lawrence, how you going?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. Take us through the moment. Was this chicken wandering the streets of Brunswick with a soy latte in claw?
No, it was from south of the river, so I had champagne. I was leaving my house and basically just looked outside, and on the opposite side of the road, probably about 50 metres away, it spotted me, and I'm not lying, it bolted straight towards me.
Straight into your loving arms?
I think it could sense that, you know, I meant no harm to it. And it just bolted up and then wouldn't leave this side of my leg.
Lawrence, if a chicken did that to me, I would freak out. Like, ugh, scratchy. I would. Are you a calm man? You sound like one.
That's misleading. I'd say 100 million years ago I'd be concerned about a bird approaching me, but now I feel pretty fine.
So did you pick it up with your actual hands?
Yeah, it looked like a clean chicken. It's an impressive looking chicken. And so it wasn't like, you know, picking up a pigeon like a flying rat.
No, I will not have people malign pigeons on my show this week.
It's an incredible bird, this chicken. Really looks impressive.
So Lawrence, so you took this chicken home and you're trying to find the owner, is that right?
Yeah. Made it a little coop out of an old life raft container.
We've all been there.
So good. Yeah, I know.
Look, Lawrence, I don't want to judge you at all over this phone call. You seem lovely, but it sounds like you're getting, like, I don't know if you really want anyone to come and find this chicken. It sounds like you want to keep the chicken.
Yeah, well, I am worried about other people thinking that. I'm good. You know, I can't keep it. My missus isn't going to tolerate a chicken. She's freaked out by him.
Well, because she's a normal human individual. But so, Lawrence, have you had any luck finding someone?
No, not yet. I got a kind of rogue text through this morning saying it might be Brunswick Primary Schools, but, you know, this chicken is going to have to be described very accurately for me to part with it because they're delicious. I don't know if you've had chicken before, but it's I'd lie for a chicken is what I'm saying.
Okay, Lawrence, I love you dearly. Thank you for bringing this chicken into our lives, and may the owner come forward. I hope that we've been able to spread that word a little more. Can you keep in touch, please, Lawrence? If we don't find the chicken before the end of the program, can we stay in touch this week and follow its progress?
Yeah, of course. We'll follow this thing through to the end.
Let's do it. Thank you so much. Lawrence in Brunswick, to whom a lost chicken ran for salvation, and he took it home and just, as you do, made a cheeky coop. My gosh, the skills that I don't possess, the list grows longer every day.